Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 10th of March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The Dow closes down 7.79% at 23,851, making Monday the index's worst single day since October 2008. The S&P 500 fell 7.6%, and the Nasdaq Composite dropped 7.29%. Early Monday sales, extending from last week's coronavirus-related fluctuations, triggered a 15-minute trade halt. Saudi Arabia also cut oil prices over the weekend following Friday's failed OPEC talks. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issues new rules to standardize the way health data is shared and to ensure consumers will have digital access to their health records, will also enable single app access to records from multiple providers. Health insurers offering government-backed plans will provide digital access to claims data. Apple updates its device cleaning instructions page to approve 70% isopropyl alcohol wipes and Clorox disinfectant wipes. The company previously warned against using any cleaning products. Apple noted with the change that customers shouldn't submerge devices, let moisture inside any device, use bleach and more. The Wall Street Journal details efforts to prohibit or severely limit the use of facial recognition, the push by tech companies like Microsoft and Amazon to pass legislation that stops short of bans, and concerns about how the tech and data could be misused or abused. Judge declares mistrial in criminal case against former CIA engineer Joshua Schulte, accused of stealing classified documents and giving them to WikiLeaks. The 2017 leak revealed information about the CIA's hacking activities and tools. The jury convicted on two charges but deadlocked on those central to the case. Schulte faces a separate federal trial for allegedly possessing illegal pornography discovered on his devices during the CIA investigation. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.